I'm standing just at the roadway down to the hotel, Anya. The road's been blocked off. The local police are here at the outside. The national police are down at the front of the hotel with qualified doctors from the regional medical service. They are currently testing the patients the guests in the hotel. As we believe, there are up to 1,000 people. Now, that would include catering staff, receptionists, guests, lifeguards staying in the hotel and working in the hotel. And at the moment, they are not allowed out or in at the hotel. Residents in the surrounding houses have been allowed in and out, but they must present themselves to the police.
And what do we know about conditions inside? Are the guests allowed to mingle together? And has there been any advice to anyone who checked out in the past week while this man was in the hotel about self-quarantining?
I did speak to one Scottish couple. Now, they were told that a note was under their door this morning asking them not to leave the room. But then they saw other hotel guests down at the main restaurant. So there's nothing physically stopping them from leaving their room. So they did go down and have a late breakfast. They were supposed to check out today. They can't. They've been told they can't check out and they could be in the hotel for between 10 and 14 days. That's what they've been told by the police. At the other end of the scale, in a sense, I spoke to a German couple who arrived here to the barriers. They were due to start their holiday today. They've arrived with their baggage and with their reservation for the hotel. Obviously, they neither want to nor allowed into the hotel. And they're still trying to find out where the alternative reservation has been made, but an alternative reservation has been made for them. I have to say, for the time being, things do seem to be pretty much under control. The local council has been issuing statements asking people to remain calm and to follow local instructions in terms of hygiene, in terms of not panicking and making sure that they only use official sources for information regarding the current outbreak.
And what's known, Cliona, about the Italian tourist who has been in Tenerife for the past week?
I'm sorry, Anya, the line isn't great. I didn't get that question.
Just, do we know anything about the movements? Presumably the authorities are trying to find out more about the movements of the Italian tourist who tested positive for the virus.
That's what we believe. He was on the island for 6 days before he presented himself yesterday at the clinic. Now they are currently trying to track his movements down. We have not heard any official results back from that track. Obviously, where the hotel is, it's in a part of Costa Rica called La Caleta. So there is quite an intensity of hotels here, all 4 and 5 star. I would say there's up to 8 hotels in the region. There's shops, there are restaurants, there are beaches and pools. The only possible silver lining in the cloud is that we did have very bad weather over the weekend. It's possible that he might not have left the hotel for about 2 days, thus reducing the kind of contact that he might have had. But as I say, officially, we have not heard any results back yet from that tracing. However, talking to colleagues here from the press, and as you can imagine, there is a bit of a media gathering here. They were saying at least here, unlike in Italy, for instance, we do know who patient zero is. So that's a good place for the authorities to be able to start.
Cliona O'Flynn, thank you very much indeed for filling us in on the latest in Tenerife. And of course, last week being midterm, there were a very large number of Irish tourists in Tenerife. And our reporter, Fergal O'Brien, has been speaking to one of the guests at the hotel, which is at the centre of all of this, the Costa Adaje Palace. And Fergal, this person returned to Ireland last night.
Yeah, that's right, Oni. I suppose to start off, it's important to say that this woman says that she feels perfectly fine at the moment. She said she's not showing any symptoms of the virus. She spent a week in the hotel at the centre of this particular scare at the moment. She checked out of the property yesterday, flew back to Cork on a flight last night. And she said then today her travel agent made contact with her. She said that the hotel in question made contact with the travel agent and asked the travel agent to make contact with this person because she had been staying in the hotel. She said that the travel agent advised her to make contact with the health service executive. The woman did so. She contacted her local doctor today, and then the doctor gave her a specific contact number to make contact with the HSE. She said currently she's just waiting to hear back now from the HSE about what she should do next. She says she's under self-quarantine in her home. She says, as I say, that she feels perfectly fine. She looked up the symptoms of the virus. She said she's not displaying any of those symptoms. She did say, though, that she believes there was a lot of Irish people staying in this particular hotel. In the last couple of minutes, only the Department of Foreign Affairs has actually issued a statement about the situation in Tenerife. And it says that the department and the embassy in Madrid are closely monitoring the situation. They say that they're in touch with the local health and tourist authorities in Tenerife. They say that a number of Irish nationals staying in the area have been in contact with the department directly, and they're providing consular advice to those people. The department says that anyone who's any specific concerns regarding Irish citizens who are currently in this area of Tenerife can make direct contact with the department on a number which is 01408-2527.
Will you give us that number again, please?
I will,
Fargo?
Indeed. It's the Department of Foreign Affairs. The number is 01408-2527 for anyone with any concerns about Irish citizens in Tenerife.
Okay, and we'll retweet that out as well on our News at One account. Let's go to our health correspondent, Fargo Barras, now.